Thank you. Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. More market analysis now from the Price Futures Group, Jack Scoville.
Well, the corn market was kind of sad. Really didn't do too much all day, I didn't think. Kind of chopping back and forth. Did close a little bit higher, but kind of a disappointing performance given the bean rally. Of course, the beans was all about President Trump and what he had to say. And that doesn't apply to corn. So the fact is that corn is hanging in while we're at harvest is probably a good sign, but still we're locked in a sideways range. You know, we're getting pretty fluffy now. Gonna have to watch for a letdown. There's no guarantee that Trump and Xi are going to talk at these meetings or that soybeans will be addressed. And that could be a potential source of letdown. And even if they do address it, it could be a letdown just anyway because the market's rallied so much. It's really been pretty impressive, tell you the truth, a little better than I thought it would be. And especially considering there's been no confirmation that the meeting's going to actually take place. But hey, the market needed this, gives the farmers a chance to sell, and they probably ought to start thinking about it.
Price Futures Group's Jack Scoville. Also on AgriTalk Monday, Connor Bridgman from AgMarket.net in Central Illinois.
We had a nice rain over the weekend, 2 inches at my house, but middle of this week, we're going to be hard pressed to find a whole lot of anything standing, right? We're mostly going to have everything out by Wednesday, and then corn yields, generally it's the same, right? It seems like the later planted stuff did a little bit better. Yields were pretty good, right? I find it hard pressed. I'm in Christian County. I'd be shocked if we beat last year's yield, right? I think it's going to be close. I'm not saying it's any type of a disaster where I am, but I just have a hard time thinking we're going to hit what we did last year. I think we're about 2-3 bushel off what the USDA has us at is what it feels like we're trading. I'm basing that just looking at where, you know, we didn't have a October WASDE, but just looking, you know, where estimates were in these different trades put in. I don't think we're trading anything below a 180 at this time.
But without information, the market is starved and there is just a lack of involvement and enthusiasm in the market, going without crop production numbers and supply demand numbers.
I think so. And at the very least, right, the past 60 days, this corn market has been very range bound, right? Today we're up 0.75 cents. You know, we've traded right around that 420 number. Gosh, it feels like all of harvest, right? A little, I think, 411 on the low. And then if we can break through a 430 where that, or 432 where that gap is, things will be good. But if we don't see a government report, you know, I struggle to think what's our other catalyst going into Jan 1st that could get this market excited. And if we don't see that, I gotta feel like it could be a little bit of a grind going into the next year. A lot of marketing decisions this time of year is gonna be based on cash flow, right? Do we need to sell before the end of the year, around the end of the year, or something like that? If we see some money going to the market, right? I think that probably raises some sales, right? If guys are habitually, you know, their marketing plan is they're gonna kick the can down the road. Well, you know, that probably gives them the opportunity to do it. And then, you know, also going forward, as I look at, I'm early to the ball game here, but just looking at next year acreage mix, right? We planted 98 million acres of corn this year. Input prices are going up. You start putting a pencil to it that we might not see some big corn acre numbers for next year. But if we have some, you know, if we have some economic aid that's thrown in the mix, well, suddenly, if it's 50-50, right, what's the farmer love to plant? So that could definitely change things, too.
Connor Bridgman, AgMarket.net, on AgriTalk yesterday. This is Inside Agriculture. We got to take one more break. We'll be right back.